Today, we'd like to study the title over Once for All in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 to 14. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 7, then I said, behold, I have come in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. What does the phrase of the volume of the book, it is written over me, mean? Question 2, in verse 9, then he said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. What does it mean? Last question in verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. What would we essentially do if we add something else to his perfected offerings for redemption or salvation for us? Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23, in the last verses, therefore it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. This particular verse talks about Jesus Christ himself entered into heaven himself, not copies of the things on earthly things. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands on the earth's temple or tabernacle, which are copies of the true, or which are a figure, each are a model of the true, true thing located in heaven, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So Jesus Christ was crucified and the resurrection. Now Jesus sat on the right hand of God the Father. Not that he should offer himself often. Jesus doesn't need a sacrifice offering often, unlike the Old Testament high priest. As the high priest enters the most holy place, every year with blood of another, with blood of animals. So this is called the Day of Atonement in English word, but original Hebrew word, Yom Kippur. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Jesus Christ sacrificed by himself to put away your sins, which meaning to eliminate your sin, rather than kappa. Kappa, which means cover up. So cover up, imperfect, so temporal. So annually they need a cover up ceremony. So verse 27, and as it is appointed for man to die once, this is a die which means physical death, but after this, the physical death, the judgment come. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. So once for all, which means Christ was dead only one time, not often, unlike Old Testament. And for all people, because God loved the world so much, the world meaning everybody, everybody. So God gave opportunity to everybody for redemption or salvation. To those who eagerly wait for him, like us, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. So Jesus will come again in heaven. So we are waiting for the Lord who is coming again. Now verse 1, for the law, having a shadow of the good things. Here shadow meaning foreshadow or figure or model or copy or temporal, not permanent. To come, and not the very image of the things. So not in the true itself, that's in just a copy, can never, with the same sacrifices which they offer continually, year by year, make those who approach perfect. Here, this author said the law can never make those who approach perfect. So the sacrifice offering, according to law, cannot be perfect. That's a temporal, that's a copies of the true to come. So Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, 17, the Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, wrote, "So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come." Here, shadow, figure, model, which means not true. "But the substance is of Christ." So Old Testament, a lot of things for New Testament, all Old Testament basically shadow for Christ, because substance is of Christ. John chapter 1, verse 29, John the Baptist said, "Behold, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus coming again, come here on the earth. Why? To take away, to eliminate your sin, not just to cover your sin. So also here talking about annually, so the high priest come, that is originally Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27. Also to 10th day of this seventh month Hebrew lunar calendar. So our Gregorian calendar, probably October, so about 3 months difference. The 10th day of this seventh day shall be the Day of Atonement. The day, Hebrew word Yom, Atonement Kappa. So that literal meaning, the Day of Kappa. But English word, we translated into English, the Day of Atonement. "It shall be a holy convocation for you. You shall afflict your souls or repent. Offer an offering made by fire to the Lord." So burnt offering is required. So that's why high priest annually, you know, come out burnt offering for themselves, high priest and priest, and for Israel people as well. Verse 2, "For then would they not have ceased to be offered." So in the Old Testament, they continually offer sacrifice. For the New Testament, for the worshipers, true worshipers, once purified, because Jesus Christ's blood purified once, would have had no more consciousness of a sin, no more serious annual remind of sins, because Jesus take it away our past sins, present sins, future sins as well. Because of a perfect, finished, complete sacrifice of Jesus Christ on cross. So that's why 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, we born-again Christian, one body of Christ, if we confess our sins, He is faithful, which meaning He is keeping His word, and just to forgive us our sins and plus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you commit sin, you confess, repent your sin, that moment Jesus Christ, the Lord, will forgive that particular sin plus all unrighteousness, including unknown your sin, unknown your unrighteousness. That's really awesome. So based upon your faith, God count you as your righteousness, equal level of Jesus' righteousness. That's called Jesus' righteousness imputed to me. So that imputation. Verse 4, "For it is not possible," impossible, "that the blood of bulls and goats," the animal blood, "could take away sins." So impossible. Just cover up the sin. Therefore, when he came into the world, he meaning Jesus Christ, came into the Lord, Jesus said, sacrifice here, verses 6 to 7, impliedly cited from Psalm chapter 40, verses 6 to 8, not literally. So sometimes we see New Testament, you know, cited Old Testament, some part literally or expressly cited, but this case, the impliedly, the cited the Old Testament, Psalm chapter 40, verses 6 to 8. Here, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. But Psalm chapter 40, verse 6 said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. Here, instead of a body you have prepared for me, Psalm chapter 40, verse 6 says, my ears you have opened. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. So here, a body you have prepared for me, which meaning Jesus himself submitted to the will of the Father, going to the cross and dying for our sins. Verses, Psalm chapter 40, verse 6, my ears you have opened, which means Jesus has heard of the Father, which means Jesus himself submitted to the will of the Father, so crucifying for us. So the meaning exactly the same, but the letter is different. But Jesus Christ himself, his body on the cross as God's commandment, because Jesus Christ himself obeying to God the Father. Then verse 6, in burnt offering and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. So we'll see in verse 8, you know, explain verse 6. Then I said, behold, look, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. What is that? What is the volume of the book? It is written of me. That's the answer, the Bible. Old Testament is existent for New Testament. Jesus Christ himself, John chapter 5, verse 39, you search the scriptures, the Bible, for in them, in the scriptures, in the Bible, you think you have eternal life, and these are they, scriptures which testify of me. Jesus said, the Bible testifies of me. So Bible itself talk about Jesus here. So history, which meaning his blood story. So actually Jesus story. We see our Gregorian calendar, BC stand for before Christ. So really substance of Christ himself, before Christ. How about AD? Anno Domini. Latin word in the means, in the year of the our Lord. So which meaning after Jesus came on the earth the first time, that year called AD, before Christ BC. So our human history really ultimately controlled, dominated by the Lord Jesus Christ. So here the answer, the volume of the book, it is written of me, is the bottom line, is the Bible itself, because the Bible, what the scriptures testified of Jesus, as Jesus said. To do your will, O God. Then, verse 8, explain here, verse 5 and 6, previous saying of a sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings and offering for sin, you did not desire, nor had a pleasure in them. In offerings which are offered according to the Lord. Why not? God the Father desires obedient heart through repentant heart, not have a habitual religious thing, rather than daily fellowship with him. One example, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, Saul the king did not destroy Amalek utterly, but spared some against God's commandment. Then, so Samuel said, has the Lord had great delight or great pleasure in burnt offering and sacrifices? Because Saul the king made excuse, how come I spared the best of sheep? Although God said, utterly destroy them. But he said, I want to make an offering to God. Then Samuel said, here, the Lord has great delight, great pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, look, to obey is better than sacrifice. Sacrifice is a symbol of obedient heart. So without obedient heart, sacrifice would be meaningless. And to hear or pay attention or hearing of the word of God than the fat of rams, the hearing is better than the sacrifice, the fat of rams. Also, Psalm chapter 51, verse 16 and 17, David committed adultery with Bathsheba. So he prayed, for you, God, do not desire sacrifice without repenting over adultery, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. Verse 17, the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit. God wants broken spirit, repentant heart, contrite, a broken and a contrite heart. Contrite after meaning very sorrowful heart, very regrettable, very repentable heart for sin. Contrite heart, this, O God, you will not despise, which meaning God will count repentant heart. Also, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 11 to 12, that is the Judah's people, Hezekiah and Manasseh at that time. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of the fat cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand? To trample my court. So God doesn't want just offering without obedient heart through repentance. Hosea chapter 6, verse 62, no repentance of Israel, northern people. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. God wants mercy. Mercy meaning giving away, you know, some help to needy people. That kind of mercy. Or forgive somebody's debts, you know, to debtors. That kind of thing. God wants to practice of God's love. Not like just a burnt offering, religious habitual action. Amos chapter 5, verse 21, 22 also. I hate, I despise your feast days. Today, like Christmas Day. Christmas Day, really, the birthday of Jesus Christ. So we couldn't see the early celebration of Jesus' birth, rather than a lot of commercial activity, a lot of, you know, the drunken, mad kind of thing. I despise your feast days. I do not savor your sacred assemblies. Although you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fattened peace offerings. So really, God wants daily fellowship with his people through obedient heart by repentance. Then, verse 9, then he said, behold, he said, Jesus said, behold, I have come to do your will. So Jesus has come to do God's will, O God. He takes away the first that he may establish the second. What does it mean? So he takes away the first covenant, animal sacrifice according to the law, to access to God. Only high priest allowed once per year the access to God, the most holy place in there, so through animal sacrifice, that he may establish the second covenant. Second covenant is Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and resurrection according to grace to access to God. So we are saved by grace. Grace meaning 100% God's work. No little, even less than 1% human work is not necessary at all. So that is by grace. Verse 10, by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Here, once is Jesus was dead as offering, sacrifice offering, only one time. Not like Old Testament, annually, or some case, daily. No, only one time. Then it's for all people. Not like Old Testament, whoever bring a certain animal. So this is sacrifice, only your sin to have been covered. Not that way. For all, so given opportunity to everybody. So then, verse 11, and every priest stand ministering daily. In the Old Testament, every priest went into sanctuary or a holy place, not into most holy place. Most holy place only allowed to high priest once per year. So ministering daily and offering repeatedly or often the same sacrifices, that's the animal, which can never take away sins, but cover sins. But this man is Jesus Christ. After he had offered one sacrifice, only one sacrifice, Jesus himself, for sins. Now Jesus sits at the right hand of God forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Verse 13, from that time waiting until his enemies are made his footstool. So his enemies, the head, obviously Satan. Satan follows, or devils, or Satan's influenced ones. The world, today the world ruled, influenced by Satan. So we can see Psalm chapter 110, verse 1 says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Now Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of God the Father. You may see that when Stephen was martyred just before his soul left from his body, he saw Jesus Christ, the Lord, who is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. So Jesus is the Lord, is waiting all enemies subdued to the Lord. Jesus is waiting subdue all animals. So that's called, we call it the Great Tribulation. So before the Great Tribulation, Jesus coming again, you know, bringing all born-again Christians into heaven. So right here is the Great Tribulation period. So at the end of Great Tribulation, Millennium Kingdom come that way. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, talking about this world, in which you once, before born-again Christian, worked according to the course of this world. So non-Christian, all people worked, lived according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. So that is which meaning the devil's power. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So basically, the world tried to more disobey God's will. They want to justify a lot of a sin clearly stated in the Bible. to be looks like right. So they try to disobey in many ways, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh before being born again Christians, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, so provoke God's wrath, just as the other non-Christians. So today the world dominated by Satan, ultimate Satan, so devil's power, so that is, so Jesus is waiting until those satanic powers are made his footstool, until subduing all the satanic power. Then verse 14, for by one offering, just one offering, Jesus' death on cross, he has perfected forever. Perfected forever, which nothing you can do to add to what God has already done for your redemption, salvation. So this question, last question three, if you add something else, you would essentially contain or reject the perfectness of Christ's death, resurrection, and the work of the Spirit. All of them God has done without human help for our salvation, our redemption. If you add something else to what God has done, that's really essentially bottom line, you contempt, you know, God's works. So God doesn't need, you know, any human thought, human theory, you know, whatever thing. So that suffice is grace. John chapter 19, verse 30, Jesus' last word on the cross said, so when Jesus had received the sour wine or vinegar, he said, it is finished. So his redemption is finished. So without any condition, without anything else, it is finished, it is complete, it is perfect. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. So let's see each question. Question one in verse 7. Then I said, behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It is written over me to do your will, O God. What does the phrase of the volume of the book, it is written over me, mean? That's the answer, scriptures or the Bible, period. Question two, in verse 9. Then he said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. What does it mean? So Jesus Christ himself submitted to God's will, fully crucifying himself on the cross. So that moment he takes away the first covenant according to law, animal sacrifice, the repeated requirement, take it away. Now the second covenant by grace, we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, can access to God the Father. How? That's why we pray, which meaning all the way to the last part, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are access to God the Father. So we pray, God the Father, help me. You know, that kind of access in the name of Jesus Christ. Question three, in verse 14, for by one offering, he has perfected the terminology mean something else is not needed. Forever, so not one time, forever, perfected forever, those who are being sanctified. What would we essentially do if we add something else to his perfect offering for redemption, salvation for us? That is essentially, we would essentially contempt or reject what God has done. So let's just sing song all together on bulletin, the last song, page 2, number 3.